there. Reality ahead.
Welcome to the Road of Faith, dear friends. I'm so glad that you decided to come up and check us out today. My name is Ken Fletcher, and I hope you'll stay with me, and because we've got some good stuff coming up on this seminar, as all the seminars. The Lord is going to take us on a journey in this brand new series, One in Him. So glad that you decided to stay with me. I hope that you'll stay with me throughout the whole seminar. And we have shortened them up a little bit. From what the ones before, I didn't know this was going to happen. The Lord dealt with me about the length of the seminar of this particular series, and He wants it to be a little shorter. So we're going to stay under 25 minutes, or between 20 and 25 minutes, somewhere in there. Make it a little bit more bite-sized for some people that they don't have to try to stay through the whole, you know, the whole 45 minutes is the last one. The last series that we did was 45 minutes, around 45 minutes long. So, but the Lord wanted to do this one this way. So we just want to stay flexible and do things the way He wants to do them and not get stuck in the mud somewhere. We want to stay flowing with the Lord and keep going what He wants us to do and make changes and do whatever He wants to do from one day to the next. So we're just determining and making up our mind that we're going to be led by the Lord today. I hope you've made up your mind also about that you're going to be led by the Lord today, and that you're going to listen to what He has to say throughout this seminar, and be built up in His Word and built up in the knowledge of Him and the understanding of what we have in Him. And of course, the whole reason that things are like this is because of what Jesus did and enabled us to come into this relationship and this oneness, this one oneness with the Father that we have come into. It's just been amazing. And of course, now Latin, on the last series, we were in the Know Thyself series, in which we delved in. We did a lot of scriptures, a lot of different things that we were looking at there, and understanding who we are in Christ and what He's done in us. But I believe He wants us to go deeper in His Word, and that will bring more and more light to the fact of what we have in Him. Praise God. And our main scripture is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17. That says, "But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit," he or she. Whoever's joined unto the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. That's a Bible fact. And without Jesus, we have no righteousness before the Father. Our righteousness, what we have, is like filthy rags to the Lord. In other words, there's just no way we could ever measure up. But because of what Jesus did, and we identify with what He did, and we can come into that which He did for us, then we are able to come into a right relationship of righteousness, of right standing before the Father. I mean, we can stand in front of the Father without any sense of guilt, any sense of inferiority. Well, somebody said, "Well, man, I messed up today, or I told a lie today, or I did this wrong today, or that wrong today." Well, listen now. We want to learn not to do those things, obviously, but people want to think, well, that keeps me from being able to come to the Father, that particular thing I did wrong. Well, let me tell you something. He who is in Christ is a new creature. Okay, that's from now on. So whether you messed up or not doesn't matter, because whether you messed up or not, you can still approach the Father without any sense of guilt or inferiority. Yeah, you can go for it. I mean, he knows about it. You know, it's not like he doesn't know about it before you approach him. So he knows about it. So it's good to talk about it with him. But understand that he's out for your good and he's out for your best. And so he's going to show you why he, you know, didn't want you to do that or whatever. He's it's a relationship, folks. He's not casting you out because you missed it today or not wanting to talk to you because you missed it today. Well, no, that's not going to separate you from him. There's nothing can separate you from your Father now. Once you receive Jesus, there's nothing can separate you from his life. There's nothing can separate you from that right standing. Nothing. So maybe you did mess up. Well, man, like me, I've messed up a bunch of times. I'm sure I'll mess up something tomorrow. Won't get something right. You know what I mean? Not trying to. But the thing is, we're down here in this situation down here, and we have unrenewed minds. We don't know what we've got a hold of. We don't understand it. We don't understand where we are with the Father. And so we'll sit there and condemn ourselves when we mess up. Maybe the enemy tempted you or caused you to fall into something and got you in trouble, got you messed up. But that, let me tell you something. That's not going to mess you up with God. That won't mess you. No. No, the only thing that's done is that's hurt you down here, and maybe it's not the thing that the Father wanted you to do, but that don't matter, because he loves you, and you're going to get through it, and he's going to show you how to do it. He's going to lift you, and that's what he's all about, is bringing success to you, bringing you out of that thing that's holding you down, that's got you under control, or got you, bringing you out of that. That's what he wants to do. It's his will. Praise God. Aren't you glad about that? Praise his name forever. So he or she that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. That don't mean that you messed up and suddenly, no, you're a different spirit than the Lord has. No, you're still one now. You're still one. The Bible's still true. So you've got to understand that your performance and what you can do, how good you can be, is not ever going to measure up to the Father. You know, it'll never measure up what you can do, but it's what he has done in us through Christ that brings us into this wonderful place with him, that we have this communication, and we've got this relationship, this standing with him all the time. He's in us all the time, day and night. Praise God. And so therefore we should be hearing from him about things. We should be hearing what he's wanting to do in our minds. We should be understanding the will of the Lord, what he wants to do in any given situation, what it has to do with the car, the kids, the house, the job, the whatever. You know, whatever it is, he's interested. And he's a part of it. And he's already there. And he already understands it. And he's walking it out with you. Why? I tell you, why in the world do we keep ourselves out of getting counsel from him? We keep ourselves out. That's not what he wants. He wants to counsel us. He wants to guide us in his wisdom. Praise God. And that's his will for us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And we're going to get in some scriptures as we go throughout this seminar. Here we are in part two. And so we're just getting warmed up. We're just getting started on what he's wanting to do here. But I'm going to tell you, we're going to go through a lot of wonderful scriptures that will bring light to us, light to us that we can live in, that we can walk in, that we can actually see manifesting and coming to pass in our lives, because that's what he wants to do. I'll tell you, it's thrilling to see Jesus do things in the natural realm. Sometimes it just blows your mind. You think, wow, goodness sake, you don't realize what he's got coming up. He's so good. You don't realize it. And then sometimes he'll just drop something on you, and as you're walking in faith and you're living in faith, and you get the opportunity to see him do something, a miracle that he wants to do through you, in you, to help somebody else, to help you. I mean, to bring you into His best and His best for your life. And if we listen to Him, He will. And that's what we're doing here. And we understand that we need to understand our relationship with Him, that we're together. We're not apart. We're together all the time. And He's involved with us now. He's involved with us. And the more that we can involve Him in our lives, in our natural lives, the more we can involve Him, the better off that we're going to be. The better off we're going to be, because His is the better way. It just is. And the sooner that you and me find that out, the better off we're going to be, that His way is the best way. Well, let's get into this scripture that He wants for us today. Praise God. We are looking at one of the primary scriptures in the New Testament concerning coming into the Lord. And the mechanic, I guess you could call it almost the mechanics of it. It's really a heart condition that brings you into right standing with God. And it's your, that He sees in your heart, down deep in your spirit. It's really about that and the sincerity where you are and that you want to receive Jesus, you know. That's really what it's all about. It's not about, well, you got to do this, 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 and this. But listen to these verses right here over in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. And it says, now, if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So you see, there's two things happening there. You're confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus. You're confessing Jesus is Lord over me. That's what you're declaring. So Satan is not my Lord. The devil is not my Lord. I'm changing families. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. Amen. So that's really, really a super important thing to identify and position yourself. See, that's what that confession is really doing. It's positioning yourself. I'm positioning myself as the Lord Jesus. I am identifying with the Lord Jesus in what He's done. And you believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead. See, that's the other thing. So you're believing in your heart exactly what the report, the record is, that God raised Jesus from the dead. And it's through our faith in that and our confession of Jesus. Amen. God raised Him from the dead completely free. Completely alive. Death could not hold our master. Praise God. And death cannot hold you and I either, because of that. Once we identify, He becomes our Lord, and He is our Lord, and He is the Lord of life. That's why we have life, and that's why we never die. No, we never die. Now the body falls. Yeah, the body's death doomed, this body. But that's not who we are. We can live without our body, you see. And we do live without our body. When we drop this body off, we're still alive, so we never die. In the Lord, we've got His life and we'll never die. Praise God. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. Do you believe that? Boy, I do. All my heart, I believe it. God raised Him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. That's when you receive the salvation. That's when you receive the redemption. That's when you receive all that God has done through Christ. That's where you do it, right there. It's how you believe in your heart, and it's what you say and position yourself and declare over your own life. Jesus is my Lord. That's my confession. I hope that's your confession too. Praise God. Verse 10 says, for with the heart or your spirit or your soul, down deep in your soul, the very core of your being. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Or you could say, that word righteousness, we don't use the word righteousness much anymore. That's an old English word, but it means right standing with God. That's what it means. So for with the heart, or with your spirit, with your soul, man believes unto right standing. Under right standing with God. You believe in His right standing for us. Amen. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So we declare where we position ourselves as Jesus is our Lord. Praise God. Isn't that good? What a wonderful thing to get a hold of. It's not a difficult process. Really, it's more, your heart intent that God sees than anything else. You don't have to get the words all right. Oh, dear Lord, I thank thee that, and you got to say certain things a certain way or certain religious. No, it's really about what you desire in your heart. And God sees your heart now. Nothing is hid from him. All that you are, all that you have been, is nothing is hid from him. He sees it all. He sees all the wrong things. He sees all the mess ups. And he loves you anyway. And he just wants you. And he just wants you to want him. But he can't make you want him. You know what I mean? Now, why would he want to make you want him? And many people just don't want God. They don't want nothing to do with Jesus. You know, they really don't. But they don't know what they're missing. You know, they have no idea how good he is and what it would mean to them and for their life and for their eternity. They don't see it. And so they don't believe, you see. But I'm a believer. I believe the word. I believe what Jesus actually did for us. Praise God, to bring us into right standing and into oneness relationship with God. And we're able to enter in to what Jesus did, everything that he did. We're able to enter into all that he did for us right here. If thou will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Well, if you will, well, is it? If, that leaves it up to you. If you do or if you don't, it's up to you, isn't it? What you want to do. And that's what he sees. Amen. If thou will confess the Lord in your mouth, with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. That miracle happens. It's the greatest miracle that you could encounter, is the miracle of receiving the life, the eternal life of the Lord Jesus, and the right standing that he has provided for us through Christ, that right standing that God, the Father himself, has provided for human beings to come into right standing with him is through the Lord Jesus and what he did. Because it was impossible for us to be right with God any other way. There's no way we could become one with God. There's absolutely no way. It's just impossible without the Lord Jesus. Because he was righteous. He's the only man that did not sin. He's the only man that was raised from the dead and came alive from the dead. He's the only one. I don't care where else you want to look in the world, what other religion, whatever belief that you happen to grasp, it doesn't matter, because Father, God the Father, the ultimate authority over the universe, has proclaimed that through his Son is where his life is. If you want to have the life of God and you want to have a oneness relationship with the Father and become right with him, this is it right there. It's through his Son, Jesus, who came for the purpose to bring us into oneness and right relationship with the Father. So whosoever will, now, anybody in the whole world at any time, because of what Jesus did, through faith in what he did, if they want to be right with God, guess what? They can have it. They can be right. It's free. He's provided it already. Isn't that beautiful? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that they did. They did the hard part. And our part is to just receive that which they have already done. It's a complete work, what they did. Complete. And you don't have to work. You don't have to work for it. You couldn't work for it. How could you do anything good enough to receive what Jesus did? Well, you couldn't. There's no way you could do anything good enough to receive it. So it's for everybody. It's for the scoundrels. it's for the people that feel like that they completely blown it in life. It's for anybody that wants God now, that really wants to know the Lord and wants to come in right standing with the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Because of what Jesus did and faith in what he did, that he conquered death for us. And we confess him as our Lord over our lives. And we take on, at that moment when we open up our hearts to the Lord, at that moment, he comes in through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes in and just and interacts. It comes in interaction with our spirit. Yes, he does. He comes in and interacts with us and becomes, it comes and joins with us. You hear me? I said the mighty Holy Spirit, Jesus himself, his spirit, comes and joins with us when we receive his life, when we receive him by faith with our heart, and we're believing in our heart the word of God, what Jesus has done. We're believing what he's done. And it's at that point in time that the Holy Spirit comes and makes real in us that which the Lord has already done, this miracle thing that he did, which enabled us to come into this right standing with Father and have this kind of a relationship and communication and fellowship with him all the time, Danny, all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Well, folks, I'm out of time today. These shorter seminars are not easy for you to get used to yet, but I'm going to get there, and I appreciate you staying with me. So this is Ken Fletcher, and I just want you to know, until next week, until our next seminar, that I love you.